For years now, there's been an effort to pass a bill called Indian Education for All that would make sure all Wyoming students know about the history and culture of the state's two tribes, the Eastern Shoshone and the Northern Arapaho. But the bill has never gained steam. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, there's now renewed hope, thanks to a collaborative project between tribal leaders and Wyoming PBS.
All right, so everybody has those. Let's go ahead and practice. I say it, you say it, you say it together. Yahaikit. Means what?
Look around Lynette St. Clair's Shoshone Language and Culture classroom in Wyoming Indian Middle School, and you'll see this isn't the usual Wyoming social studies class. There's vintage photos of famous Shoshone people, a miniature teepee, and the whiteboard is scribbled with Shoshone words and translations. And what the kids are learning is unusual too. The students are reading a speech by Shoshone Chief Washakie from the 19th century. St. Clair teaches them key words from the speech in Shoshone.
Happy is Zanisunga. Zanisunga.
Well, the lesson plan that I went over today had to do with the October core belief of courage. And courage is one of the values that our tribal elders had brought forward many years ago as a really critical component to education, you know, in general.
One of eight core values the kids will study this year. But many non-native students in Wyoming may have never heard of Chief Washakie. St. Clair says growing up in the 70s, even her textbooks didn't mention his name.
I learned about, you know, Columbus Day in about 1492, and I learned about the presidents, but I never learned about the great chiefs that we had.
That's why St. Clair was happy to help when Wyoming PBS began developing a series of videos and matching lesson plans to teach students around Wyoming about the state's tribes. In just a few weeks, Wyoming teachers will be able to download these materials off the Wyoming PBS website. St. Clair says in the lesson plans she prepared, she addresses how important the Wind River Mountain Range is to the traditions of Shoshone people.
We as human beings have to honor the earth and treat it well. So there's some environmental things that go into the lesson plans. We're tying in, you know, science and technology, and so STEM standards.
St. Clair says in the past, schools tried to rid Native students of their language and traditions. She says that's why it's so important for such customs and languages to be valued now and valued by all Wyoming students.
It's important. You need to know who your neighbors are.
That's Michelle Hoffman, the educational coordinator for Wyoming PBS and a retired superintendent from the Wind River Indian Reservation. She says she's been working for years to get the Indian Education for All Act passed because she's observed how hurtful discrimination can be. She says it was something she witnessed when her students visited other schools for sports or music events.
And sometimes the treatment our kids received based upon their skin is unacceptable. And that's where I come back to say, we haven't done a good job in this state of educating the people in the state of what the reservation means and how rich it is here.
Hoffman says more cultural literacy might reduce that stereotyping. For the project, she's been bringing together elders, leaders, and educators from both tribes to create the six short videos and to make sure they fulfill Wyoming's state teaching standards, like eighth grade social studies or science. Hoffman says maybe the resistance to passing an Indian Education for All bill would melt away if the curriculum is available first. If school districts begin using these materials, maybe they'll be more convinced.
If you look at Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, oh my gosh, they've been there, they're light years ahead of Wyoming. Why are we so far? Well, we're so far behind because we haven't done a good job of educating our citizens of the state.
So educate them first and then get
that's help. Right. That's right. Go around the back door now.
Yeah.
I do think that the efforts that Wyoming PBS has done are going to pave the way to make this a little better success.
That's State Senator Cale Case. He serves as co-chair on the Select Committee on Tribal Relations and is a big proponent of Indian Education for All legislation, which he says will go one step further than the videos by creating checklists for schools to make sure they thoroughly cover Native American issues.
The part we forget is we think that our history begins with statehood or begins with the trappers that came out. No, no, no. Our history goes back to the first peoples.
But Case says it's not just tribal history Wyomingites need to know, but also how tribal governments work today and why the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone governments are so often at odds.
Ask the question, why is that? Do you realize this is the only reservation in the country that two sovereign tribes share the land and the governmental responsibilities? Now that is a very difficult thing.
Case says the Tribal Relations Committee will meet to discuss what's next for the Indian Education for All Act at their meeting November 14th. He says they plan to introduce the bill in the next legislative session. As for teacher Lynette St. Clair and her students, Indian education is already a way of life. This month, she turns to teaching the next Shoshone core value, honor. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.